The last dragon.
Jon Snow.
He resists the power of Jon Snow, is that what he said?
As he's touching Drogon.
Of the snow.
The snow.
So welcome, welcome. So we started this one like so fast, I don't even know what episode this is. Welcome to episode 38. I'm going to go out on a limb.
We'll go with 38.
1300.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that it's episode 38. Am I right? Am I wrong?
Yeah.
2 seconds.
The world may never know.
Please forgive my voice. I don't know something's going on in my voice.
Nope. Yeah, 38. 38.
Bam.
38.
Money. Something's going on in my voice. I don't know what's wrong with it.
Yep.
It
He's got the glow, guys.
It hurts. It doesn't really hurt. It just... I don't sound as, my voice isn't booming like it usually is.
Everybody hurts.
So, we have Gil here.
What's up, guys?
Hot sauce.
Yes!
And that's it, and myself.
Woo!
Oh. Woohoo!
Nobody else.
Just the trio right
it's
here.
It's the trio.
Holding it down.
John's on a sabbatical. He's taking a.
He's off training with Bruce Leroy.
He's taking some vacation with Bruce Leroy. You're right.
We love it, John.
Yeah, we miss you, bro. So we're gonna go ahead and broadcast this one for the most part. Try to do the whole thing live on Facebook, maybe.
Oh.
Maybe. I don't know.
Just hold the phone up the whole time.
I'm gonna have to hold it up the whole time. But this is gonna be nothing but Game of Thrones. I'm sorry for everybody else that comes to us for other things, but we'll be back next week. We have to do review two episodes of Game of Thrones.
Because
as most people know, I'm getting ready to have a child at any day now. So
any second now.
Any second. So that's kept us from recording the past week or so. Had some issues in the hospital and nothing really bad, but just false labor and
close calls.
Close calls, yeah. So we kind of stacked up 2 weeks worth, and with my throat being the way it is, I was trying to get it better. So we're going to go ahead and give it a go. So two episodes we've seen, Game of Thrones. So we are now live on Facebook.
Hello, what's up, guys?
Sorry we're late, guys. Work, hot sauce, myself with Game of Thrones in the background. So let's just dive right into it. So we're going to have to start with last week's episode because we didn't do it. So, but there's some good stuff in there. Some real good stuff. So last week's episode, Spoils of War.
Okay, yes.
So they, you know, Cersei's talking to the dude from the Iron Bank. And I just want to talk about this because it's freaking awesome. So the Iron Bank, of course, everybody knows, it funds everybody. Stannis tried to get money from them in the past when he was going to fight. Who was he going to fight? Cersei.
Yeah.
So they gave him some money. Well, Cersei got to pay the Iron Bank back. So they sacked Highgarden. The gold's on its way back.
Mm-hmm.
And she mentions that she's going to need, you know, army. And he says the Golden Company. If you haven't read the book, it'll mean nothing to you at all. But being the person like me who read the book, I'm going to explain to you about the Golden Company.
Explain away, sir.
Because y'all love this. See how long my throat can
hold
up. He's
going to teach us some stuff right now.
So the Golden Company is an army of 10,000 mercenaries that are in Essos on the other side of the sea. Mm. In the book, Aegon Targaryen, little young Griff, who they think he's Aegon Targaryen. Some people think he's an imposter, is trying to get to the Golden Company. He actually gets to them. He takes them to Westeros. He invades, and he's been fighting in Westeros for a while already, taking stuff back. Well, that's in the book. In the show, it's different. So they're barely introducing him. So the Golden Company was founded by a guy named Aegor Rivers. So Aegor Rivers was a legitimized bastard of like Aegon or Aemon Targaryen, one of the kings at the time.
Okay.
He is actually the half-brother of Brandon Rivers, who is Bloodraven.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Interesting, right?
Uh-huh.
So Bloodraven was albino with red eyes, and he had a red mark on his on his cheek that went down to his neck. It looked like a raven. That's why they called him Blood Raven. And he was renowned for his archery. He had a weirwood bow. Mm. And he had Dark Sister, which was Rhaenys Targaryen sword. So he was good with the sword. So they called... He had a red dragon on a black field with red eyes. That was his sigil. The other guys, the other ones, the other bastards that were pissed off, they called themselves the Blackfyres. They had a black dragon on a red field. Mm-hmm. They wanted the throne, so they made a rebellion. It's called the Blackfyre Rebellion. Mm-hmm. There was a couple of them. Aegor Targaryen, Aegor Rivers' name was Bittersteel. That's what they called him. So they fought these wars, right? They didn't like each other because there was this girl. She was real pretty. I forgot what her name was. I know her last name was Seastar, something Seastar. She's real pretty. She chose Brendan Rivers. This guy didn't like it. They went to war. After they lost, Bittersteel split. He got beat twice. He split. He had wounded Blood Raven where he lost an eye. So he only has one eye. And Bittersteel took off and formed the Golden Company. So they've been around for a long time. Their words are, our word is as good as gold. So they have a reputation of never betraying anybody that's paid them. And beneath the gold, the bitter steel. Those are their words. And these guys are about to get into the fight. So if they were started by Blackfyres, which were bastard Targaryens, they don't like Targaryens.
Motive right there.
A lot of motive. So that should be very interesting.
But do they like bastard Targaryens?
Yeah, there you go, right? We'll get to that later. So that was very interesting. I love Game of Thrones because it gives you the little...
A lot of backstory.
A lot of little hints there. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in Spoils of War is what it was called. You had... we had the scene with Brandon. So, Gil, you want to tell us a little bit about that scene with Brandon and Littlefinger? He tries to give him the dagger.
Oh, yes. Sorry, I had to remember that for a second.
I know, we're two episodes behind.
So. I think actually that Arya notices the dagger first, wasn't she? So she notices, like, what's that? I mean, what are you doing with that?
Well,
I think she like kind of questions it, doesn't she?
Well, Littlefinger goes to Bran, and they're trying to talk. He's trying to talk to him.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
He's fixing to basically set him up with one of his little... That. Plots or ploys, and before he can really delve into anything, Bran just kind of shuts him down. He is like basically telling him, I know everything, I know more than you. And then he drops a bomb on him, that the chaos is a ladder, which you see him kind of like recoil, like, oh well, maybe I need to rethink my tactics.
Yeah,
on him.
He really got taken aback, because if you remember in season
two, I think when he was talking,
I think it's season two, it's Varys and Littlefinger in the Iron, they're in the throne room where they're in front of the Iron Throne. No one else is there but them.
Yeah.
And they're talking, and he's talking, you know, they're trying to banter back and forth. And he mentions something about chaos, Varys says, and Littlefinger says, chaos is a ladder. So that's kind of like a homage to, hey, I know, like just like Hot Sauce said,
yeah.
I know what's going on. I know what you're doing.
Can't pull the wool over his eyes.
Yes. And so Littlefinger's like, shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This guy's on me. He's crazy.
All his plans, basically, he's trying to be like the emperor, set everything up, and then Bran kind of throws him off and is like, oh, I need to rethink everything once again. And
definitely.
This was the dagger that was used to kill Catelyn Stark, I think he said, or one of the two?
No, it was the dagger that
he held.
Well, no, he was talking about that if he had been there, he would have protected...
Yeah, he said he would have died for Catelyn had he been there, or died protecting her, or whatever. Just trying to once again throw crap at him.
And it's made of Valyrian steel, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct. And so they get interrupted by Mira. Mira comes to say she's leaving, going back to Greywatch Tower. And you know, once again, her dad is
Howland
Reed. So the dude that was with Ned when he fought the Sword of the Morning, Sir Arthur Dayne. So what's interesting about that is Bran says, I remember what it used to be like to be Brandon Stark.
That was another bomb.
Talking into the third person.
Yes, because some people think that Brandon is gone, that it's yeah. now the three-eyed raven in him.
Like he's
which would be
fused.
Yeah, with he there's I watched a video and you know watch if you go on YouTube, man, there's all these great videos.
Right, yeah.
And I watched one on Blood Raven and it was like a three-part series and it was this dude was the shit. Mm-hmm. You know, he was when he fought two wars, he was the Hand of the King. He was awesome. And then whenever he was the hand for the second king, that king and all of his family died by some kind of plague. And so there was no rightful heir from that line. So they took another Targaryen. So this one of the Blackfyres was trying to come and say, hey, I want my name thrown in the lot to be king. And so Brandon Rivers, who is Blood Raven, said, yeah, come, we'll give you safe passage. When he showed up, cut his head off. Because he's like, no more Blackfyres. So when the new king was made, which is Aegon Targaryen, which is the Aegon Targaryen, Daenerys' father, the first thing he did was have Brendan Rivers arrested for killing him and had him take the black. So Brendan Rivers was so popular. He was so loved by his men because he had a group of archers. They were excellent archers. Elite archers, they were called the Raven's Teeth. That's what they were called. And 200 of them took the black with him. That's how much they like revered him and loved him. So they went, he went to the watch, he took the black, became the Lord Commander of the Night's Watch. Mm-hmm. 5 years later, went on a ranging mission, disappeared. Now we know where he is.
Yeah.
They say that he bonded with the Weirwood Tree. And in the book, there's all these other little children of the forest connected to the root thrones, not just him. Hmm. So they were saying, you know, there's a lot of theories that say that when you die or if you die, they take you to the Weirwood Tree, that all your memories get absorbed into it. So you basically can see everything, which is crazy. Hmm. So it's real interesting that he says, I remember what it used to be like to be Brandon Stark, because he's not really like Brandon Stark anymore.
Which is interesting because if people were... All the Starks had been dying. All the random people that had been dying when Ned Stark cleaned his sword into the tree.
Mm-hmm.
All that information, if he knew Bran had the possibility of being what he's going to be right now, even the slightest, he's basically downloading all that information into him.
From that blood.
Which is pretty, really smart to do. Mm-hmm. If that happened to one of his line.
It's pretty deep, actually, yeah.
So from there, I'm going to just jump around because I didn't have it written down exactly the way the episode went. But from there, we go to the cave scene with Jon taking Daenerys into the cave.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So inside of that cave...
The Ygritte one.
I know, right? we thought that was going to happen again. So when Jon goes into the cave, he shows her the dragon glass. And just so that people understand Dragonglass, it's the reason why there's so much of it there, and even Stannis says it's useless, he tells Sam, because it's too brittle to use as a weapon against anybody else.
Yeah.
The Children of the Forest, used it against the First Men when they had the war, and it would just break on their armor. So that's why they had to use the magic. And create the White Walkers because they had no
items. Yeah,
they had no way to defend themselves. So it's too brittle for weaponry, and it's too sharp to build anything with.
So what?
So it's pretty much useless.
Yeah.
So when he takes her into the cave, what do they see in the cave, Hot Sauce?
Basically, like crop circles. It's all the drawings of stuff we've already seen that the White Walkers have left behind.
Season 1.
Right, since season one, and their little designs or swirls or what do they exactly mean? Don't
the cave
know.
Markings, basically. From
or
the
they're
first,
doing
yeah.
it just to throw it at like as spite or them, or we don't know exactly what's going on.
So yeah, they're the cave markings, they're swirls. Mm-hmm. There's the swirls, which is... the Weirwood Tree where Blood Raven is, or the tree where they make the White Walker, the original one, there's the rocks in that formation that swirls there. There's the circle with the line through it, which they make the bodies like that. Then there's another one that they make the horses into when they kill them.
Yeah.
So you have all of these omens. what's interesting is somebody pointed out that the little thing that Sansa wears on her neck, it's a circle with a line through it, just like one of those. It means like giver of life or something. It's got some greater meaning. But anyways.
It's because I think that the people of Winterfell for the longest time, for thousands of years, had their religion basically was based off of the kids. What's it called? The
Children of the Forest.
Children of the Forest. Yeah, it was based off their religion, basically. That's where there's still some of the last remnants of that religion from Winterfell.
So while they're in there, Daenerys and Jon kind of have a talk, and she talks to him about that she wants to help him. She wants to help him fight the war and stuff, but she wants him to bend the knee. What I find interesting is they keep throwing these little dialogues out there between Daenerys and Jon, where they're basically the same person. So like in one of the episodes when she first met him, she told him not to judge her by her father's mistakes, which is exactly what he said in the first episode to Sansa. We're not going to judge him, right? So then she tells him also, are you too proud to bend the knee? Like, don't let your pride, which is exactly what he told Mance Rayder when he wanted him to bend it to Stannis.
Uh-huh.
Remember that? So
like way back, wow.
Yeah, but it's drawing the similarities between them, and it's kind of just hinting that they're going to be together, you know? Mm-hmm. So they come out of the cave, and Daenerys sees Tyrion, and she's mad when he tells her that they took Casterly Rock, but nobody's there. Mm-hmm.
They were tricked.
Well, the interesting thing about it is she tells him stuff, you know, like, what does she tell him, Hot Sauce? That he can't kill his own family, or that he doesn't surprise, like, why is he making these plans that don't work? She kind of questions him, and then what I found also interesting.
I'm tired of these clever plans.
Yeah, but before that, aren't working anymore. Yeah, but before that, she told him like he couldn't kill his own family. So they're already starting to start that dissension.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, John. She asked John for his advice. Well, that's interesting as well because you're already starting to see the connection.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get the connection together. Of them two together. She's asking him, you know, kind of like she would if he was her equal.
Mm-hmm.
And then she takes off, right? She's not happy. Well, then, you know, Arya comes home. It's kind of interesting. They didn't want to let her into Winterfell, just like they didn't want to let her into King's Landing. You remember that?
Granted, they didn't recognize her at the beginning.
Yeah, they still didn't. And, you know, she fights with Brienne. And
oh, that was an awesome fight.
And you can start, it starts to... Sansa looks up, and you can tell that she doesn't like, you know.
She had a funny face. Like, she was like,
To me, she's jealous.
Jealous or, you know, like, oh, man, she could take care of
herself. Yeah, because Arya comes back, and she can fight.
She's a totally different person.
Jon comes back, and he's king of the north.
Mm-hmm.
Bran comes back, and he's a three-eyed raven. And Sansa's just nobody.
She was like, man, what do I have to bring to the table? Like,
yeah, she's just Sansa. She's not anybody. So, you know what? I know a lot of people don't like Sansa. She's been through a lot. Arya doesn't know that she's been through that. You know, people forget that as the viewers, we see everything.
Yeah.
Try to look at it her point of view. She hasn't seen her in four years.
When their conversation, they even talk about, like, so, like, how did you end up here? It's a long story, Arya says. And then Sansa says the same thing. And basically that...
When they have the talk
long,
of the...
It's exactly, been a long story. Yeah, it's a long journey.
So they've been through a lot. So then, you know, Davos talks about how he sees Jon looking at her, and... Once again, that's just another way to set it up. He talks to what's her name?
Melisandre.
No, the other one.
No.
Missandei, yeah. And she talks about how great she is. And then Theon shows up, and, you know, he's mad. So, you know, blah, 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 that. So then you get to the big scene. So you get to the big scene, and what's interesting is you got to pay attention to the details. Tarly, the Tardy guy, what's his first name?
Mm-hmm.
Forget what the dad's name is. Sam's dad.
Yeah.
Shows up.
I know the son's name.
Yeah, his name's Dickon.
Yeah, Dickon.
He's Dickon.
Everybody remembers that one.
And Theon's dick off.
Wah, wah, wah.
So, that's gotcha, I know. But he tells him all the gold made it to King's Landing. So you know that.
Just missed him.
They got the gold.
Yeah.
Right? While they're there kind of talking, they hear the Dothraki. What's interesting is I love how Bronn tells Jaime, get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're going to get slaughtered.
It's like, you're not a foot soldier. Get the hell out of here.
You know, and so what happens? Gil, what happens?
So they hear the Dothraki from like miles away. You don't see them at all.
It's like thunder.
And they're just hearing thunderous roaring and them yelling, and it gets louder and louder, and everybody's like posting up, getting ready for this big fight, and then they start coming over the hill. They all start charging on their horses. And then, as they're charging, who do you see coming flying in with their dragons?
David Hasselhoff.
Oh, one dragon.
One dragon, sorry. With the dragon, Drogon, Miss Daenerys. The whole time, we've been waiting for her to be on her freaking dragon to take care of some shit, she comes.
Did you notice how hot his fire was?
Like lava,
basically. It just instantly cremated whoever he hit. Dead on. If he hit you dead on, you were cremated.
They didn't get a chance to feel it, probably.
If you were so lucky.
Yeah.
So first of all, I've seen all these people say that it's the Field of Fire 2.0. It is not the Field of Fire 2.0. The Field of Fire was Aegon Targaryen, and he had three dragons on the field at one time.
This is just
against 80,000 foot soldiers, and he roasted them. So this is not the Field of Fire. Officially, it's called the Loot Train Battle.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people have also said, why is she blowing up all of the food? Well, she don't get it, but neither does Cersei.
Mm-hmm.
And she eventually wants to starve Cersei out. She wants to siege King's Landing, box them in, and don't let them get anything. The funny thing is Euron's gone because you would try to resupply by the water.
He's like, peace.
But
yeah,
he's gone. He's gone just like Ghost. I ain't seen Ghost in this season at all.
Yeah, what's up with that, man?
So,
he's chained up like somewhere.
He's just chilling. I don't understand that. But anyways, so yeah, you see the awesome power
of that one dragon.
And you see also the Dothraki.
It was pretty good too, because especially Jaime, he knows history. Everybody knows the history that even when season one, he's like, no idiot, whatever, go against Dothraki in an open field.
Yeah.
And as soon as that happened, they're really frightened. And as soon as the Dothraki is like, oh man, we're going to die.
Yeah.
Oh, here comes a dragon. Oh, now we're really dead.
He's like,
we're
really fucked.
We have no chance.
And you see the look of Jaime's face when he sees that dragon for the first time. He's like, he knew instantly, yeah, we're
my favorite
fucked.
Yeah.
Was the soldier right in the dead center of when the dragon was going to hit. Just like, I'm pretty glad they made that little... because if you're like a regular foot soldier, not just an important person, you're like, well, there goes my life. I'm gone.
He just knew. He's like, yep, nothing they can do.
You're gone forever.
So they fight, you know, they basically get just torn apart. He tries to shoot arrows at Drogon, and he just shows his chest and that scaled armor and does nothing. So finally they get the scorpion and Bronn, which is real funny because he's like, the scorpion's over there, and he's like, well, go and get it then.
Because I only got one arm, I can't shoot. So Jaime says to Bronn.
Yeah, I always thought that was so funny. He just throws it on him.
Yeah.
So he goes and he gets the scorpion, and he kills that Dothraki guy, and then he hits Drogon, blah, blah, blah. And
he
then,
can be weakened.
And then he just pulls up and just roasts it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you notice, when he lands, he like hits it with his tail too, like he's pissed.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was real funny. And then so Jaime, you know, Daenerys gets off and tries to take the arrow out. Jaime thinks he's going to be a hero. That goes back for people that don't remember, and this is, I'd love to be the one to tell you all of this, but this goes back to when Joffrey was making fun of Jaime in that room where the King's Guard are, and he's looking up all of the accomplishments of all of the other King's Guard, and he's all, where's your page at, uncle? You know, because he hadn't done nothing. So he's always trying to do something heroic, and he tries.
Been known as a Kingslayer.
He tries to get her, and it doesn't work. And
while that's happening, and Jaime's charging towards Daenerys, they show Tyrion in the background, like, don't do it, you idiot. Run away, you fool. You idiot. Don't do it. Don't do it. And then.
Because
he still cares. He doesn't want his brother to die.
Nope. He doesn't. And so I think that's going to play in later on. So then Bronn saves him. They drown. They fall in the water. Well, I thought it was interesting that he was just like galloping in like 4 feet of 3 feet of water, and he fell like 5 feet to the right, and all of a sudden he's in
like 100
the
feet
deepest, darkest drop off ever. But it's Game of Thrones where you can instantly travel anywhere you want.
Suspended belief.
It just doesn't make sense,
the term.
Okay, so now since we saw Eastwatch, which actually is on right now, we have it going on in here. We don't have to talk about the preview, so let's just get right into Eastwatch.
On the next dragon.
For the very first time you saw Eastwatch on the map in the opening. Mm. Did you notice that?
No.
Yes.
Yep. Hot sauce, nice. Dude.
Good eye, sir.
You too.
Yeah.
So they show, you know, Bronn save Jamie and basically tells him that he can't kill him. He's the only one that can kill him because he owes him everything. True. Daenerys makes examples out of
Dickon and Dickon the father.
And the dad. Randall.
Randall.
Yeah, I don't understand. Why didn't he just bend the knee? I mean, he switched sides before. Well,
before that, she has all the army up front. She asks him. She asks all the army that's left, like, if you know, to join her or bend the knee or face the consequences and die. Majority of them bend the knee, but
actually Randall some Dickon, of them actually a few will bend the knee,
but a majority of them bend the knee. Correct. And see that dragon. And
I thought it was interesting that she chose to have him roasted instead of cutting their head off. That's kind of bothers Tyrion because
it kind of
leads back to the Mad King. Yeah.
So that could be little glimpses of what might be.
So do you think that happening. do you think she's getting a little out of control?
There's little glimpses of it, but then she like pulls back. She's like, oh shit.
You know, what do you think, hot sauce?
She wants to do everything her way. She just doesn't want to be like a typical man ruler. Say, I'm gonna do this my way, because they're expecting like a hanging or a cutting off of the head. He said. She's like, actually, my thing's going to be this. I got a dragon, so I'm going to use it.
But she does listen. She pulls back and she does listen, but then you have the first times where she just takes this bucket and she does her own thing.
That's crazy, because that means that if Jon ends up becoming king, he can give Sam... Mm-hmm. Sam would be warden of the South.
Before that, Tyrion practically begs Daenerys not to kill him, because he thinks once the father and the son are killed that the House of Tully's gone for good. That's it. That's their lineage. Everything's gone. He doesn't know about Sam, I don't think. Because he pleads with her not to kill them.
Yeah. Well, he was just about the example. Because Cersei likes to spin everything. So that's what he's worried. So then, you know, Jaime goes to Cersei and he just... It seems to me that he wants to just give in. Mm-hmm. He wants to just say, you know what?
Because he knows better.
Yeah. It seems to me that...
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so it seems to me he just wants to tell her that he's going to kind of like bend the knee, like
we got to work something out.
My bad.
Our chances are, that we don't stand a chance against the one dragon, let alone three.
Correct.
And she just basically like, no, she's not gonna have it.
Well, she throws the pregnancy on him.
Yeah.
He changes really fast. You notice that?
She's able to manipulate him really good.
But you know what? The prophecy, though. Prophecy.
It's not gonna...
Three will be their crowns.
Yeah.
Three will be their shrouds. She's had her three kids. They're all dead. So either she's lying about it, or she gonna die being pregnant.
It's a tempting fate.
The baby ain't gonna survive.
Yeah.
That's for sure. And Cersei's she's so annoying.
Mm-hmm. Like, she knows what she's fucking doing,
though. I want her to fucking die. The only reason that she's still alive is because of the White Walkers.
Mm-hmm.
Because Dany has her on the heels. That's crazy. Daenerys won one battle and Cersei's already like pretty much fucked.
Yep. And Jaime knows it, but she refuses to listen because she has plans of her own still.
She was just like, didn't ask if he was okay. She was just like, how many men do we lose? We're like, damn.
We're still counting and we don't know how many. And she goes, it's okay because we'll buy more mercenaries. It's okay. We can get sell swords, whatever. She still thinks there's a chance. And then
and he tells her too, there is no chance. Like, yeah. You know what?
The Dothraki are warriors. Exactly. Yeah.
They killed, like, they enjoyed it. Like, it was for sport.
Yeah.
And you can't match them.
Mercenaries ain't gonna do it.
10,000 and to 100,000. You know, it kind of goes back to that one. My friend Mitch had said it.
It's folly.
Which is the bigger number, one or five? You remember that? They say it in the very beginning. I believe Robert asks Cersei that, or the dad, and I think she says five, and he's like, wrong, it's one. One unified group of people can beat five people fighting against each other. Interesting, huh?
It's very true.
You gotta get all the good stuff.
That's good.
So now we go to one of the biggest reveals. Well, there was a couple of them this last episode. Even though it was low on action, it was high on everything else.
Content,
so Daenerys comes back to Dragonstone, and Jon's there, and Drogon just rolls up right on him.
Right in front of him.
Shot collar style.
It's like, what's up, dog?
He's just like, what's up, bitch?
She had one of those those vehicles, basically.
With the hydros.
And Daenerys is just looking at him.
Yeah, so what happens, Hot Sauce?
There was a tender moment.
It was.
Family. Tender family moment of Drogon recognizing somebody else might have Targaryen blood in him. And so basically Jon Snow's the dragon whisperer. Prince pretty much going to have his choice of dragon to ride. Yeah. He's like, maybe you later? Maybe you later?
Well, he senses the Valyrian, the blood of old Valyria in him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. He knows he's got the blood of old Valyria.
Like he just walks up to the dragon all slow.
What is weird, though, is most dragons bond with just one rider, one person. So it is kind of weird that he is... can chill with Drogon, you know what I mean? Because he shouldn't be able to.
That could be maybe just because for the show and just for the audience to simplify it, they probably did it that way. While in the books, it might be a little different later on in the future. Maybe? Nope.
Nobody likes Walking Dead, Justin. Came to the wrong place for that, buddy.
I love it.
Me too.
They don't count. They don't matter.
Shoot.
Right, yeah. It's a great show.
The most watched show on TV is Game of Thrones. Like ever in the history of shows.
I believe that.
You need to watch it, Justin. It's right up your alley.
When they have your show on hostage to leak stuff, and they're asking for what? A million or something like that?
15 million, something like that.
Yeah, crazy. Come on, man. You made the big time.
So then Daenerys asks Jon about the getting stabbed in the heart.
Yeah. It's like, was that metaphorical or was that real?
What a lot of people don't understand, and I don't understand either, is he's trying to hide it for a reason.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if he just doesn't want to scare her, or maybe he knows something. Maybe he knows that he's technically not even really alive. Maybe that's what he's worried about.
Maybe.
That he doesn't want to reveal that he's been resurrected.
Yeah, and it's a little too much that she hasn't even seen any White Walkers, one. And two, like, yeah, you got resurrected. Okay, buddy, you know, you're kind of crazy yourself, so I'm not going to...
Could think he's crazy, or she could want to test that theory. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, let's kill you again, see if you come back to life.
Right.
I mean, when you start telling that out in the open, hey, I got resurrected, I came back to life, people might be more a little tempted to try to test that theory.
Mm-hmm. Well, then you see Bran with just showing off all the different Raven's eyes turning white. He's in like in all of them.
He's going to go scouting the Ravens.
And he finds the Night King, and the Night King looks at him. And there's got to be some kind of connection between Jon and the Night King.
There's got to be. I mean, he instantly recognizes the Bran's like taking control over those crows or ravens or whatever they were. And it just instantly puts him out of his little trance.
I think in the book, it's actually the Three-Eyed Crow.
Well, they show a three-eyed crow, I believe, in the show, too.
And the three-eyed raven.
Or whatever.
I think they've kind of got it some mixed bird. Up and just... And
three-eyed turkey.
A turkey. Some jab turkey.
The three-eyed falcon.
Falcon.
And then, so Varys and Tyrion have a talk about, what he's worried about. And, you can tell there... Something's going to happen. Someone's going to betray... I expect someone to betray Daenerys. Either someone's going to betray her or she's going to turn into the Mad Queen. Because they keep on...
Because Varys is referring to her as like, he saw this with the Mad King.
Yeah, they just keep on doing it.
Yeah.
And it's just too much for it to just be for nothing.
Somebody's going to betray somebody.
Well, they receive...
Or try to.
Then what happens from they receive a raven from Winterfell.
From Bran. I believe they received it from Bran, right? Because Bran was the one that sent the raven out. Yeah, from Bran. And Jon gets it, and he finds out that Arya's there. He finds out that the White Walkers are going towards Eat's Wall.
Well, he sends it out to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because even the Maesters get it in the Old Town. And Sam gets pissed because they kind of don't. In the book, there's a Maester that is really into all of the mysteries and stuff like that. And he... Uh-huh. He goes along with Sam and helps Sam. This other one, he kind of like is half like him and half not.
Oh, Professor Slughorn?
Yeah. Yeah, he's kind of like half... He's half Slughorn, half Maester, whatever. So they devise a plan to go and capture a white. Which is... To me, it's kind of... It's weird. It's like... I don't know. It's just kind of ridiculous. I guess, yeah, because they're trying to prove it to Cersei.
Yeah, Tyrion's like, the only way to prove it is just to, you're going to have to bring one and show it. Because
if they wanted to prove it to Daenerys, she could just fly a dragon over it. Check them out.
Right, and part of their little group discussion between the maesters was, well, yeah, that happened, just like how the Drowned God was going to do this and that, mm-hmm. and all this other stuff was going to happen. Yeah, that never happened. And what's her name? Said she was a descendant of the children of the forest. Yeah, that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't true. So
it's like, we've been burned a lot of times before. We're not going to believe this one too, kind of thing.
But I like how Sam, like, Slug. I'll just call him Slughorn now. he kind of believes Sam because he knows he's not an idiot. And he was, so Sam's hey, if we needed to, could you tell all these people and send ravens to all these people to come and fight? And yeah, we could if we wanted to. So I, it's good that he's smart enough to plant that little seed in there so he can get them all prepared. Of
they should just they should just take,
will listen to the maesters.
They should just take the white to Old Town. Why would you even take it to Cersei? She ain't even got an army anymore.
Right, everybody's like.
So I don't know. That part doesn't make any sense to me. But whatever, it's
but
a show.
Do they know that really, that she doesn't have an army anymore?
No, they don't. But they got a good idea because half of them just got roasted.
Hell yeah. Pun intended.
They got roasted like rotisserie chickens. So then, you know, Jaime talks to Tyrion. Cersei says she knows about it. She gets mad. She's like, don't betray me again.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. More of Cersei, you know. The thing is, she starts to weave her little plan. You know what I mean? I think Cersei is... wants them to go fight the White Walkers so that she don't got to fight them. That thins them out for her.
Mm-hmm.
She's just too stupid to realize that if the White Walkers were there, she would be toast.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nothing she can say. The mountain ain't going to stop them. Nobody's going to stop them.
She's so blinded by her revenge.
Her ambition.
And ambitions.
Like, she's going to gather a certain amount of forces to go help them out. But secretly, she's going to have those... 10,000 cell swords mm-hmm. in the back pocket that she betray didn't tell anybody out or tell Jaime about to try to betray him.
Try to be sneaky. Uh-huh. She's a sneaky bitch.
I see you.
He's
I
like, yeah, we'll be friends for a little bit and then I'm going to stab you in the back.
And then at Winterfell, you know, they're trying to get Sansa to take over for Jon and
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of little conniving, which is kind of sad to see.
Yeah.
Because that's the stuff you expect in the South. Not supposed to expect that in the North. They're supposed to be like very loyal and...
Yeah.
But they're just like the South. It's ridiculous.
But I don't know if they kind of alluded it to or not, but it showed like Littlefinger was the one manipulating them all in the background.
Oh, yeah. He's trying to
get them to think like that way.
He's trying to get that, you know, and you can see the tension between like Arya and Sansa when she tells her, oh, you've always liked the nice things.
Mm-hmm.
But Sansa's not like that no more, but Arya hasn't seen her since then. So she still feels that she's the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes sense, you know. So while Jaime's talking to Tyrion, Davos goes and gets Gendry. So Gendry's wearing a yellow... I don't know if you noticed that. It's kind of like a faded yellow kind of tunic shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a warhammer.
That hammer. As soon as I saw that hammer, I was like, oh, man.
That warhammer has antlers on it.
Yeah.
Like a stag antlers. Just like a... I don't know if it's Robert's. I want to say it's Robert's hammer.
That's what I want. I think it is.
I don't see why he would make his own hammer and put the stag thing on there if he was trying not to get caught.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't really trying to hide it either, so...
No. Well, at that one part, he didn't want the guards to see it, or the soldiers.
That is true, but inside of the shop, it wasn't really hidden. It was just hanging there.
I was like,
I want to say it's Robert's hammer, but...
It's gotta be.
Just because they show Robert's hammer pictured differently,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't mean that that's what it really looked like, because...
Yeah. They can say it. I mean, they can pretty much say whatever they want.
Yeah, because technically, when they showed Dawn, it didn't look like Dawn. Dawn's supposed to have a black blade. It didn't. Or a milky glass blade. It didn't. You know,
taking creative liberties.
Yeah, so... That doesn't mean really anything.
Besides, Gendry's very proficient with that hammer.
Oh, yeah, he can
use
it. Very
proficient with that hammer.
What was really cool about that is when Gendry met Jon, it was like Robert and Ned when they were young.
Right. They alluded to that.
Joking with each other.
Gendry did allude to that.
Yeah, so...
The comments they made to each other when Jon tells them, yeah, you're like your father, just a little leaner. And I was like, yeah, and you're shorter than Ned. I was like, oh,
yeah.
A little ribbing back and forth, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool. And
they start laughing about
that. And the other thing is, Davos, when he went to go look for him, he said, I went and looked in brothels and bar and, you know, drink the taverns, because that's what Robert would do, was drink and whore. And it just shows you that Gendry's not like that. He's, you know, I think Gendry's going to end up getting, by the end of the thing, he'll have Storm's End.
Mm-hmm.
He'll rule Storm's End.
I can see that.
Because the Baratheons are the blood of Valyria.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know that, but they got Targaryen blood in them. Mm-hmm. From way back in the day. So, you know, I like Gendry. I'm glad he's back. So then,
he's cool, dude.
One of the biggest, two more kind of big reveals. Actually, three. So, okay. You had Gilly.
Okay,
what did Gilly find, Hot Sauce?
She's now the wiki of Game of Thrones. So she's throwing out all these facts out there. And, of course, the big bombshell. Well, not really a bombshell, because it's kind of, we knew what was going
fan
on.
Fan theory has been going on for a long time.
Yeah, that Rigger got his marriage annulled and then married somebody else.
At the same time.
Yeah. That maester that she was referring to married somebody in secret to Rigger. In, what's it?
In Dorne.
Dorne.
That's where the Tower of Joy is. For people that don't know that. The Tower of Joy is in Dorne. Mm. Tower of Joy is where Ned found
Lyanna Stark.
Bleeding, yeah. We're having a baby.
Mm-hmm.
So, fucking Sam couldn't keep his mouth shut.
R plus L.
For once, he fucking just shut up,
Sam. He was getting very frustrated, and yeah.
There was another interesting thing, and this is just kind of one of my personal things that I like to see, is whenever Jon left Daenerys to go to the north, he told her, I bid you good fortune in the wars to come. Only two other people have said that in the show. Mance Rayder and Sir Arthur Dayne.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very strange. Some people believe that there's a theory that Sir Arthur Dayne is Mance Rayder. Mance Rayder is Sir Arthur Dayne.
Mm-hmm.
And then for Jon Snow to say it too would make him maybe the Sword of the Morning. Kind of like a hint at that. That's kind of what I got out of it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's this little stretch, but for those two to be the only ones to ever say it, it's kind of interesting to me. Now the note from Sansa. You know, Littlefinger's real careful. He's been looking for that note for a couple episodes. They finally found it. He hid it. Arya found it, and then you see Littlefinger. So what the note says, if no one's gone to look it up, which I'm sure Hot Sauce probably has. The note is basically the same note that Sansa wrote to Robb Stark after they killed Ned. And it said that Robert was killed. Robert got killed by a boar. And that their father conspired to take the throne from her beloved Joffrey. Mm-hmm. And they want them to go bend the knee and stuff like that. And so it doesn't make her look good to the people in the north, that's for sure, if they were to find out about it.
That note was like from like season two, maybe?
I think like season one.
Or one?
Yeah, because it's before Ned gets
his
head chopped off.
That's right.
And after Robb Stark reads that note, he calls his banners. Mm-hmm. And he understood that she was being forced to do it.
Yeah.
Arya doesn't. But
context.
Rob knew Sansa good enough to know that. So I'm thinking that I think Sansa and Arya, or Sansa by herself, is playing Littlefinger. I think he thinks he's running the game, but I don't believe he is.
Yeah, he's trying to get them to fight against each other, but she knows better.
I think that they're trying to just catch him with his hand in the cookie jar just to get enough so they can kill him.
They're kind of just trying to maybe play each other, because as of right now, Littlefinger doesn't want Sansa dead, because what use would he be to anybody anymore?
Yeah, can't manipulate
anybody.
But
if he can try to manipulate Arya into fighting Sansa, like as if she's not going to kill her, but even if she's like, whoa, maybe I just need to kind of take over everything until Jon gets back. So that could be just a little prelude to that.
I that's what I think. I know there's a lot of people. So So then, you know, John goes north and he goes to Eachwash by the sea, sees Tormund. Tormund's like, you want to go back out there? He's like, yeah. He's like, well, I got some people that want to go too. So, you know, it's the Hound and basically the Brotherhood without banners. Beric Dondarrion, Thoros Amir. Mm-hmm. A couple of guys that nobody cares about because they're probably going to get killed anyways.
Some scrubs.
Oh, yeah.
And then they head out. They head out to the north to go.
They assemble their Avengers.
So team. We only have two episodes left.
Crap.
Two.
Well, you got to crush my dreams.
No mid-season finale. No mid-season finale, just done.
Yeah. And then 2 years of waiting.
So the next episode, I mean, it's very straightforward. You see them in the north.
Mm.
You see the undead army, the whites running at Jon. You see him running. You see them fighting. You see Gendry with his battle hammer, his war hammer. You see the Hound with an axe, which people are saying, oh, it's Gendry's battle hammer, and it's... No, it's not Gendry's battle. If you look closely, it's not wrapped in leather. Plus, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
The fire sword,
The fire sword is awesome. That's going to be interesting to see.
From the first trailer, now we actually get to see it in this episode.
And then this episode, I believe, is 70 minutes, 72 minutes.
Is it?
It's going to be one of the longer ones. The last episode is going to be 87 minutes, I think.
So we're expecting all hell to break loose.
I'm expecting a hard home and a Battle of the Bastards quality.
It's supposed to be really good.
Or else. I'll do nothing about it.
It's supposed to be really, really good. They did show a little bit of... They did say show Arya asking somebody if they're scared. What do they have to be afraid of?
Mm-hmm.
People think it's Sansa. I bet she's talking Littlefinger.
Maybe.
And one of the interesting things about next week is what Beric is saying. He is saying death is the beginning and the end, which is crazy because it is, like, but you still got to fight, is what he says. So I'm very excited for next week. Are you very excited for next week?
Very excited, and we should be seeing maybe somebody major dying.
Maybe.
Very soon, possibly.
Someone's going to die.
Someone's definitely
going to die. My money's on Thoros and Beric.
True. Because Thoros is the one that is able to revive Beric. But without Thoros...
Well, in the book, Beric has what's called the Kiss of Life, I think. And and he can... So it just makes him... It just... It allows him to come back alive.
Mm-hmm.
In the book, he gives it to Catelyn Stark.
Mm-hmm.
She becomes... what's her name? Hot Sauce? Coldheart, Lady Coldheart.
Yeah, I was
and she Lady runs
Danger,
the
like,
and she runs the Brotherhood of Banners.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the book, there's more. Beric's, like I talked about a couple episodes back. Beric, in the book's been dead for a while. He's gonna die. There's no reason to have him in the show. Mm-hmm. He's gonna do something
before he dies. He might.
Yeah.
Do something
so
like
he's gonna give that. He's gonna give that kiss of life to somebody.
But
maybe he's gonna give it to Thoros. Maybe he's gonna give it to John. Maybe John gets killed again.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Hound. He's gonna give it to somebody. It's kind of crazy now because with the Hound seeing the stuff in the fire, you kind of wonder if he's going towards that as well.
I think is also going back from the first trailer of this season. They show Jon Snow on his uncle's horse, like leaving. So, alluding to that, maybe his uncle might be dying also, possibly in this episode.
Rini's watching right now. So, what's up, Rini?
What's up, Rini? So, we may see Jon Snow's, I forgot his name, the uncle.
Benjen.
So, we might see him, like, for a second.
Well, if he's on Benjen Stark's horse, that means Benjen Stark's going to die.
Exactly. So,
they
maybe...
say a Stark dies every season, almost.
God damn, you're right. Damn.
Almost every season.
Just about. So, we may see him for a minute, maybe saving Jon Snow's life, and then...
That's yeah,
it. That's my guess.
Yeah, I thought Theon was going to go with them first, but Theon just disappeared too. It's kind of funny. These people just come in and disappear.
It's
like
a bitch.
Yeah, but remember his sister left him too one time.
Wow, you're right. But still, he's a little bitch.
Yeah, well, then she was a bitch too. But not a little bitch. She was a big bitch. So, man, so we have this one, and then we have one more, so... I really feel that the whole season is going to end with everybody marching north to fight the Night King.
And the dragon becoming the Ice Dragon.
Yeah,
at
either
the very, very end.
Either a dragon's going to become an ice dragon, or there's theories about an ice dragon in the wall. Mm. There's theories about an ice dragon at Winterfell.
Mm. One of their dragons are going to die. That's the theory right now. That's what we think.
It's a really good theory, and like there's been a lot of leaks saying that, but. There's not three dragons of the Targaryen head, though. That's what's weird about it, is there's always three.
Always three, but...
So,
creative liberties.
That's the only thing that's kind of weird about it. It is true, but I think that... So what do you think the Night King wants? What do you think he wants? You think he just wants to kill all the men?
I think he just wants to turn everybody into his own army, yeah. Kill everybody and make him part of his army so he can control everything.
That's what he's been doing so far, because if maybe he needs a bigger army to storm wherever the supposedly the children went to, their little island of Never Never Land.
The island of island of faces.
The other thing, maybe he's trying to find himself. If the theory is true where he is Bran, maybe he's just trying to find Bran.
Well, he already found him in the dream.
But I mean, like, trying to physically find him.
That could be it. I think he's trying to go to the Isle of Faces.
Isle of Faces.
I think he wants to take out the Children of the Forest.
Hmm.
I think he's really pissed off at them.
He still remembers his old life, and he wants to maybe undo. I could see that.
That's a lot of hate to build up.
God damn. Because in the show, basically, the Night King is just from the very first. There was not several Night Kings. He's the only one. Well, in the books, there's been several Night Kings, hasn't there? I thought there was like several. There was like even a female one at one point.
The Night King in the book is the like 13th commander of the Night's Watch, but he followed a White Walker chick into the past the wall and then came back as the Night King.
Okay.
He's just been defeated.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's actually died.
I was thinking like maybe there's been several ones over history.
Because there was the first Long Night. That's when they had giant spiders.
Yes. There's even polar bears too, isn't there?
Supposedly, the Winterfell is the site of where they defeated the Night King the first time.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Dang. Supposedly.
Hmm.
So, there's a lot to look forward to.
I want to know what's deep down under Winterfell, under the castle.
So I'm wondering
that would just to have that as a mystery.
Well, so the show doesn't really talk about it at all. They don't really talk anything about. Anything significant about Winterfell, so I think that's all going to be for the book.
Okay.
And the videos, like I've seen, is that there could be, you know, an ice dragon down there.
Mm-hmm.
There could be their god, because each has their own, you know,
mm-hmm.
god or whatever, that even the White Walkers have, mm-hmm. that he's trapped down there.
Hmm.
But that's, since the Starks had been gone for so long, it might have broken and he might get out. No, I don't know.
Hmm.
But I've seen little
That'd be cool.
snippets like that.
Yeah, watch the videos will give you. You can watch the videos and gain a lot of knowledge about Game of Thrones if you haven't.
I've been watching a little here and there. So
yeah, because
it's cool.
It's not just the books. There's a real thick book that I have that Mitch has right now, my friend. It's called A Book of Ice and Fire or something like that. And it's like all the histories and stuff. That's where you find about Brennan Rivers and Blackfyre Rebellion, Dance of Dragons, Aegon the Conqueror, all the First Men, the Andals, the Armadorn, all that stuff. That's all there. So, all right. So we've done. I think we're done with our Game of Thrones discussion.
Yeah, it was two episodes back to back.
I went through them kind of fast, actually.
Yeah. Hey, but I mean, they were really good. There was a lot to talk about, but we got through it pretty fast.
We sure did.
That shows how much we really like the show, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we don't just like it.
Love it.
We love it.
Love it.
So we're going to sign out of the Facebook Live and continue with the podcast.
Later, guys. Till next time on Facebook.
So, there hasn't been a whole lot of other news come out recently. About anything else?
Nothing major.
Nothing too major.
Maybe minor.
Maybe minor.
Little music joke there.
There is
the crazy DC news that the ending of Justice League was horrible and unbearable to watch and would have ruined the whole movie.
The first cut, yeah.
I was like, man, I want to see that one just to see how bad it was.
Is it worse than the first cut of a...
It's like a musical number Suicide or something Squad? Like
that. That basically it got saved, right?
Yeah, so yeah, maybe it all worked out for the better.
Hopefully, you know, we... Like we've always said, we want good stuff from DC. We're not getting it, unfortunately. Not the way we should. But Joss Whedon can do a lot of stuff, so hopefully...
Yeah, he's got a good track record.
Did you see the news about a Karate Kid TV show?
I was about to ask you about that one. Oh, yeah.
Did anybody see that?
I heard of the news.
About that Cobra Kai. Like a
little TV series.
And it's supposed to be... I think they've got the original cast.
Most of them?
Most of them.
I say most.
I don't think Miyagi's going to be there.
Yeah, I mean,
they recast him.
Pat Morita.
I think they'll probably do him as that he's gone.
Yeah.
More than likely. And they're supposed to have two competing schools.
Mm-hmm.
Is what it's supposed to be. And you know, that's kind of the premise of it. Is it something that you want to watch?
I'll be curious, but something tells me it's going to bomb. I don't know, like, making a TV show out of this... I'm into classic movies, but I don't know how it would stand. Like, I'll watch it, but I don't know if it's going to be that good, to be honest.
No?
I have a feeling it's not going to be the greatest.
What do you think, Hot Sauce?
I have low expectations.
Yeah.
Just say that.
Like, very low?
Very low.
I think there was, you know what, there was some news that came out that showed Josh Brolin as Cable. Anybody see that?
The first shots of him, like, in his costume and all that.
Yeah. What did y'all think?
Actually, I was kind of digging it.
He looks all right.
Yeah. I mean, the makeup looks good. The costume looks good. I mean, the way they did his face and all that. Yeah, it looks pretty damn good, I think.
I think the people's biggest issues, and it's kind of funny because usually the issues that they have is with, like, the women, like, playing, you know, Wonder Woman, or that their body type doesn't match with the drawings.
Oh, well, I mean, it's never going to be, ever, for any comic book character, is never going to look exactly like the comic.
Correct.
Like, physically, I mean, that's they're comic book characters for a reason.
Because Cable in the comic book is just, he's way too... Jacked. Bulky. Yeah, he's jacked up.
I mean, everybody would have to be taking tons of steroids and being...
He's like bigger than the mountain.
Yeah, I mean, come on. This is like Wolverine's supposed to be like a short, stocky, ripped out of his fucking mind character, and we got Hugh Jackman, but yet he played him, you know, pulled it off pretty damn well. So, come on.
I mean, Deadpool 2 is ramping up, so they released Domino. A lot of people were upset about Domino's costume because... In the comic book, Domino's albino.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a black dot over her left eye, like a spot.
Mm-hmm.
And in the casting, the girl that they casted, she's black.
Yeah.
And she has a white spot with an afro.
The reverse.
Correct. And, well, Domino didn't have an afro in the comic book. So, I mean, I understand that they're going to take some liberties. And I'm willing to give it a shot before I... criticize, but it
comes down to the actor and the writing, not the necessarily 100% the physical look of the person, because if they pull it off, then more power to them.
Yeah, because I never had really issues with that. The only issues I have is when studios go cheap on stuff, like I would expect the Beast not to look like a skinny little teenager.
Yes, true. Very true.
You expect him to be a huge blue monster, but of course they're not going to pay for them to make him look like Hulk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which Hulk is supposed to be that big.
Uh-huh.
So that makes perfect sense, but that's the only thing I don't like. Little things like that.
You know, speaking of going cheap, going back to Game of Thrones, how good does the CGI look?
Oh, yeah. It's
photorealistic, man. Straight up.
I mean, it looks like a movie.
Yeah, it's movie quality.
Drogon don't look fake at all.
No. Yeah, they didn't cheap out on that. That's for damn sure.
But they just can't get a wolf and a dire wolf and a dragon in the same season, I guess. Get one or the other.
Shoot, those wolves are hard to pull off, though.
Nymeria.
Are they? Did you see something on it that talked about the difficulties of making the... Because I've heard that they had to cut having Ghost in there or one of the dragons or something like that.
Interesting. Like animating-wise or like... Like, was this too difficult or too expensive?
Correct.
I could see the wolf one being harder because of all the, you know, the fur. They're trying to make it, like, be spot on. It can look kind of cheesy if you don't nail that look just right. Because hair is much harder to animate than a dragon scale.
Because at first the wolf looks a lot bigger than what it is, but then it's standing on a certain thing looking down at Ario, which is kind of...
even bigger, but yeah.
A little bit of illusion.
You know, we didn't even give... Harder than we didn't even give what we thought of the two episodes.
Oh, like a ranking? Well, episode 4, where Daenerys is killing the crap out of everybody with her dragon, I would give that one about a 9 out of 10.
What's your most favorite... It was badass. What's your favorite episode of Game of Thrones?
The one that still sticks out of my mind is Red Wedding. That one is so... Like, what the fuck?
What's wrong with you, Gil?
But yeah, I haven't seen on TV before.
Hot Toss is going to say...
like that, you know?
Hot Toss is going to say Battle of Bastards.
Nope.
Hard Home?
Yes.
Wow.
And a lot of people say Hard Home is their best. I like Battle of Bastards better. But Hard Home's up there.
Mm-hmm. Because it's more of the Walking Dead.
Seeing the...
Yeah, the dead in there, the giants were in there.
There was one giant
for them lives. Yeah,
one.
At the
one. It was one giant
at the end where he raises them all up. That was the first time you could see his power. So that was awesome.
That was kind of badass. So, come at me, bro.
I win.
So, including these, it's still. So, is it Hard Home, Battle of Bastards, Spoils of War?
See, you're going pure action here, not going for story then. You're just going pure action-wise.
Yes.
Story, it's kind of hard because they're all story.
Well, yeah.
True, I mean, this last one was all story.
Which episode had the biggest imprint on you, I guess, is better to say. Regardless of action
you could even
or
say,
story.
You could even say Baelor or whatever. The one where Ned gets his head chopped off. Because that lets you know that this show was real. Like,
yeah, it's like, oh, she killed a major character right away. Like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. But then again, he always dies.
He does.
He's got that track record. Sorry, Mr. Bean.
With a name like Bean, he should die all the time.
He's like, not again.
What were you going to say, Hot Sauce? You look like you had something to say. Did you have something to add to this conversation?
Share it with the rest of the class. I don't know.
Is it what episode had the biggest imprint on you? Overall, regardless of its action or story.
I think it's still Hard Home. Hard Home is just really good.
It is. I agree. I 100% agree on that.
Like the suspense. You've never seen like the full attack of a dead army before.
True.
I think... Yeah, dude, I saw Army of Darkness, bro. Give me a break.
Oh, my God.
Well, that was funny.
What are we talking about? That was funny, though.
I saw Army of Darkness.
Army of Darkness was awesome.
No, I mean, just from the show,
funny.
You know, I've never seen that.
You know what's what nobody really talks about with Game of Thrones, I don't think, is they kind of trick you. They're kind of tricky. If you watch the very first episode of Game of Thrones, the rest of it isn't like that the first season.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the second.
A whole shitload of
I mean,
sex
actually,
going
it doesn't show. They don't really show any of the White Walkers per se very often. You see the beginning, and you think it's going to be this kind of creepy, scary,
like horror,
horror type show. Mm-hmm. And then next thing you know, there's brothers and sister having sex.
There's a lot of sex going on.
How did we go from a horror to incest to a little short midget dude with. Prostitutes and
getting drunk
bastards and
yeah, the medieval times.
Yeah, basically, it's kind of crazy. They kind of trick you into, and I think that's why people like Hard Home so much is because you've been waiting to get that
build
that
up,
desperate
man.
Horror aspect where you can't do basically they can't do nothing. He just basically gave that army the dead army another 10,000-15,000. I think in the book it's actually like 100,000 of them.
God damn. Free soldiers. Basically. Which
makes you wonder, what are the Thraki going to do against them?
Well, it just depends on how...
I think they're going to be blindsided by it, to be honest. If they go one, they have to fight them straight on, even in an open field.
Because most of them are the low-level ones where they're pretty easy to kill. But then they have those little...
They have to like have
lieutenant
the weapons.
Ones almost.
Well, they have the whites, which are the reanimated ones.
Those
and then
can
they,
be...
And then they have the White Walkers are actually the lieutenant ones and the Night King. They've counted 13 of them.
Mm-hmm. Where you have to have some type of weapon.
Dragon glass or something. Yeah.
No, Valyrian steel.
Yeah.
There should be 9 of them left. Because John killed one.
Uh-huh.
Sam killed one.
Yeah.
And there's another one that got... Mira killed one in Blood Raven's cave. She threw a spear at it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
And it shattered. Also, no, see, you don't need a Valyrian steel weapon to kill. She threw a...
That was with dragon glass.
A dragon glass spear.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
But your weapon, your sword won't match their sword.
Right, a regular sword won't match their...
So somebody was talking
to... They all shattered.
It was kind of funny. He's like, all you need is a dragon and 100 archers, and you could take out all those lieutenants and the Night King with... Well, you don't actually know what can take the Night King out. That's what's kind of scary.
That we know of.
I just don't understand how you're going to get... And I think I've said this before. I don't understand how you're going to get John and Daenerys. Everybody, Westeros, going and fighting the Night King's army, defeating them, and then taking out Cersei. I don't understand how they're going to get all of that done in 6 episodes next season.
Well, that's the thing. Are they going to take out Cersei, or is Jaime going to take out Cersei?
Well, Jaime. I mean, yeah, if Jaime takes out Cersei, then you don't have to have a war.
He may come to his senses finally and like, you know what, this, she's too far gone. This is, we're screwed. I mean, everything's just...
But George R. R. Martin already said that it's going to end bittersweet.
So meaning either John or Daenerys, somebody's going to have to die or sacrifice in some way.
Maybe like all the Starks are going to have to die. That would suck.
And there's no Starks in Winterfell.
I could see that happening.
Or what if one of them has to be the Night King?
I hate to say this, but Bran will probably become the Night King.
Uh-huh.
Or take his place.
Exactly. Somebody has to
die. I think John's going to die.
I can see
that. That's what I'm saying. I can see
what
all
if
the
he stuff. Dies, but he ends up impregnating Daenerys?
I think Daenerys will end up on the throne.
Mm-hmm.
John will die. Bran will become the Night King. Sansa will get Winterfell.
Mm-hmm. What about Arya?
Arya will just go off and be
a nomad.
A knight or whatever with Brienne. Because remember how she said she didn't want to get married and have kids and stuff?
If she survives.
They're going to survive. I think the ones that are left are going to live.
All
of the,
sure.
the Starks.
Maybe none of them, not even one, might die and become a White Walker and he has to kill them.
I think they've already killed so many of them. Ned's dead. Benjen's probably going to die. Rickon's dead.
Mm.
Catelyn's dead. I thought it was funny that Arya killed all those Freys and didn't let her uncle out of the prison.
Yeah, what the shit.
He's probably pissed. Okay, so I would give Spoils of War a 9 out of 10, and I would give this last one probably like an 8 out of 10.
I feel the same way. Yeah, 9 and 8.
But I still feel that they wasted so much time in the first 3 episodes.
It was building up a lot of talking,
because now
story.
All of a sudden everybody's going all over the fucking place, like with the snap of their fingers, like, yeah. Jamie was at that river where they got roasted, and then the next scene he was like right away. At King's Landing.
It's like, oh, no travel time, no nothing.
It's like if he was just like standing outside of King's Landing.
Yeah, he just walked across the street. Okay, I'm here.
Like, goddamn.
That's because from the gate of King's Landing to the Red Keep probably would take you on foot an hour to get there.
And that's also, he had to avoid the entire Dothraki army. Trying to get back.
Mm-hmm. They didn't have any horses. I just don't. The things I don't like is like that. Like, Euron's gone. Uh-huh. Where is he?
He's gonna probably have some kind of surprise bullshit. They're gonna thing. But yeah,
like all of a sudden he's gone.
It's just bam.
Ghost is gone. Ghost was such a big part of the early seasons, but I guess they have dragons now, so they don't give a shit about a dire wolf.
We think for now.
You know, who else has not shown up? Theon pops in and out whenever he wants. You know, Gendry was fucking rowing a boat for like 3 seasons.
Or so we thought.
I thought it was funny how they threw that in there.
It's like, we thought you were still rowing a boat.
So, I don't know. I mean, I'm happy with it anyway. I think you just have to, what are you going to do? You have to just accept that this is the way it's going to be.
Because George R.R. Martin isn't writing this.
The whole, there is a rumor that next season is going to be 2-hour episodes.
I hope to God so. Each one's a movie. Please let it happen.
If it is, if it ends up being 2-hour episodes next year, next season, then that would give it 12 episodes.
That's one way
of an hour.
It. Yeah.
This one they've done 7, and 2 of them are running almost. So you're actually getting out of 8. So yeah, there you go. That's 20 episodes.
Well, next season's going to be 8 episodes for sure, right?
6.
Oh, 6 episodes?
But if they're 2 hours long, then that's 12 1-hour episodes. They had 7 this season, but 2 of them are running like 20 to 30 minutes over. So that's an hour right there. So that's 8 plus the 2 from 12 is...
Oh, shit.
Yeah, there you go. Got them all.
Gotta catch them all,
Pokemon. So that's pretty much it for tonight, guys. I know it's shorter than what we usually do, but we'll reconvene and hopefully next week we'll be back. We'll have to see if my kid shows up.
Mr. Little Yoda Jr. pops out or not.
Little Yoda Jr. pops up, then we'll probably take maybe a week or two off and then reconvene.
You gotta do the whole dad thing, you know.
Gotta be a dad. You know, I got a really cool wife, so
yeah.
I'm sure she'll
She's cool.
I'm sure she'll let us still do it maybe within that week.
Even if we have to make it like a 30 or 45 minute episode, no big deal.
Yeah, we could do like a short episode if we have to.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out, though. We're not going to forget about y'all. We're not going anywhere.
We may have to do like another twofer.
Yeah. Yeah, we might have to do that, too. That would bring it to the very end. But we got to next week, I promise, we'll get some more topics in other than Game of Thrones for all of our fans that don't watch Game of Thrones or don't want to hear us talk about Game of Thrones for the whole episode. For our fans that do like to hear us talk about Game of Thrones, shoot us your questions. Shoot us what you think. Let us know. We do the Facebook Live. It seems like we're doing it more and more now.
For longer, too.
You can comment on there while we're doing it.
Yeah, I want to know what Justin thinks. I want to know what Eva thinks. I want to know what...
Justin hasn't started watching it yet.
Oh,
come on. But he said he's going to start.
Oh, man.
Eva, we definitely want to know what you think. I know Eva's got a little crew of her coworkers.
I've been watching it every
single day. That watch it, too. So if they got questions, we got the answers.
Joel, he watches it, too.
Joel, too, yeah.
Talking about some crazy theories. He tries to act like he knows more than me and Falcon, but
yeah, that was a big fail on his part. That guy doesn't know. He can't even play Madden.
Ooh.
I just whipped him already. He don't want none of this, so hopefully we'll have some. There's a new video game out that I might get and try it out. It's called Fortnite. A lot of people are loving it, so we might talk about that next time too if I buy it. I don't know, we'll see. But that's it for tonight, guys. Gil, you want to say goodbye?
Until next time, guys. You guys have a good one, man.
Sauce.
Catch you on the flip side.
All right, guys. See y'all next week. Episode 39, hopefully.
Yeah, peace.
Bye-bye.